In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. While we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes, we were healed. These beautiful words from our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, known as the suffering servant, encompasses so well what we are celebrating today, namely the suffering, the passion, and the death of our blessed Lord for our sakes, all that he endured for our sakes. Now, our Lord endured his sufferings not only to save us from hell, not only for our salvation, which is the primordial reason for his sufferings and for his death, but he endured his sufferings also to sanctify and to unite us to himself in every one of our Good Fridays that we endure in our lives. We don't always recognize our sufferings and the crosses that we bear as something that is very good. We want to shy away from sufferings. We want to shy away from the cross. We've been conditioned to think that suffering can only be evil. We're tempted to shy away from the cross. We're tempted to think, how can any good come from this? But brothers and sisters, we as Christians, we as followers of Christ, we know the great good that can come from bearing our cross as well. And our Lord displayed this for us through his own patient suffering, his courageous carrying of the cross, and his own suffering, and his painful death on the cross, to rise again on the third day in triumph, which we will soon celebrate in just a few short days. St. Peter Julian Aimard, who was a French priest that helped to bring about a Eucharistic revival, if that sounds familiar, amongst many Catholics in France and throughout Europe back in the 19th century, in the decades that followed the terrible and destructive French Revolution, he provides a very beautiful reflection on the crosses that God gives to us in life. Here's an excerpt from a reflection of his from his Eucharistic handbook. St. Peter Julian Aimard says, "The cross comes from God. The good master visits us now and then with the grace of Calvary, but also with the strength of his love. It is a comfort to see this love of God sweetening the cross. It is necessary for the cross, this good daughter of heaven, to come to us. Otherwise, we should always remain on Mount Tabor, the place of the Transfiguration. But nothing lasts very long," he says. "And the sun is more beautiful after the storm or after emerging from the clouds which veil it. If you have suffered for some time, do not give way to discouragement, but lift up your morale by trusting in God. Esteem yourself fortunate to suffer what this good master sends you in his love for you. Praise God, since in his goodness he gives you the most precious and loving thing that he has, the cross, the proof of his love. Do not count the thorns. Do not let yourself be depressed or even worried by all these trials that you are undergoing. They are only graces and helps to an even greater union with the sovereign good, God himself. It is necessary for us, my dear friends, to bear the cross if we are to dare to be followers of Christ. It is a prerequisite of the Christian life to bear our crosses. But in doing so, let us not be resentful. Let us not be complaining. Let us not be depressed. Let us not despair. Father Donald Calloway, in commenting on the passage that I just read a few moments ago, says that the cross, in a certain sense, can be considered as the spiritual wedding ring that Christ wears and gives to his bride, the church. The spiritual wedding ring that Christ wears and gives to his bride, the church. He continues, it is one of the best gifts that Jesus can give you because it is a sign of his committed and sacrificial love for you. By wearing the spiritual wedding band, the cross, on your soul, the loving union between you and Christ is manifested to the world. As Jesus cannot be separated from his cross because he is forever faithful, never taking off the spiritual wedding ring of the cross, it should be the same for every Christian. That is, never abandoning, never taking off the sign of his love. The cross is the pledge of your commitment to Jesus Christ. And what, brothers and sisters, strengthens us to carry the cross and to suffer with our Lord? Well, it is, above all, first and foremost, the gift of himself in the Eucharist. His body, blood, soul, and divinity contained in the most blessed sacrament of the altar, the institution of which we celebrated in a solemn manner last night at the Holy Thursday Mass. And what a most glorious gift this is it not? And how often we as Catholics take it for granted, this gift of his body and his blood to be our spiritual nourishment. As if his sacrifice wasn't enough. As if the gift of his own mother to us wasn't enough, that he gifted us on the cross. As if all of this wasn't enough to show us further proof of his love for us, he leaves us the gift of himself perpetually in the glorious gift of the Holy Eucharist. It is this most glorious gift that gives us the greatest strength and the fervor to bear our cross as well. And how often we take it for granted. This glorious gift of his body and his blood. No wonder why so many Catholics have left the church over the last several decades, because they do not recognize our Lord's real presence. And that is a sign of his wedded love to us. So many Catholics instead have chosen to run after false gods instead of their fidelity to the one true God present to us in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. My dear friends, in a world and in a society that is filled with the contempt of God, a hatred for Jesus Christ, in a world that is filled with such blasphemy and disrespect and irreverence towards the good God, including irreverence to him in the Holy Eucharist, not showing him the reverence and respect that he deserves, including by so many souls receiving our Lord in a state of mortal sin knowingly. In a world and in a society, and I dare say even in a church, in our day and age, that shows so much irreverence to the good God who suffered and died for our salvation so you could get to heaven. In a world that has such characteristics, let us recommit ourselves this night, brothers and sisters. Let us recommit ourselves to responding to all of this hatred for our Lord that is across the world in so many ways. Let us respond with love by putting on that spiritual wedding ring of the cross and bearing our cross as well, and following our Lord in fidelity and in love, so that we can get to heaven and spend eternity with him in that heavenly wedding banquet that awaits those of us who are faithful to him. Let us respond with that love, with that respect, with making acts of reparation to make up not only for our own sins, but for the sins of others as well. Let us respond with humility. Let us respond in reverence, with great reverence, to Almighty God, to Jesus in the Eucharist, to the cross of Christ, to Mary, St. Joseph, the angels, and the saints. And let us most especially show him that love and that reverence that is due to him in the great gift of the Holy Eucharist, which is going to help us to bear our crosses worthily and well in this life, so that we might spend eternity with him in the life that is to come, with him who is slain for our sins, but he who knows the way out of the grave, the triumph over sin and death once and for all. The celebration we are about to which commemorate and celebrate with great joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.